Dictation for Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Belisle, B as in boy, E-L-I-S-L-E, June 28, 38. Address as a letter to Dr. Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 875-5023. Dear Dr. Stack, I got an urgent consultation request for Mrs. Belisle. We were able to accommodate right away today the consultation. She has progressive renal failure, generalized edema. She has underlying history of asthma, obesity, hypoventilation syndrome, requiring TPA machine and oxygen 24 hours, 4 liters at night, 2 during daytime. She's supposed to be doing a salt fluid restriction, has lower extremity edema. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. There has been prior urinary tract infection, no cloudiness of blood. Mobility restricted. Underlying pacemaker, chronic orthopnea. No reported chest pain. No reported palpitations. Has atrial fibrillation. Exposure to Neodarone. No bleeding nose gums, no headaches. No changes eyesight or hearing. Next paragraph, past medical history. The past medical history for obesity, hypertension, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, prior stroke, 2017, I'm not aware of sequela, asthma, sleep apnea, TPA machine, respiratory failure, hypoxemia, hypercardia, chronic back pain, no anti-inflammatory agents, atrial fibrillation, esophageal reflux, urinary incontinence, goiter, hypothyroidism, diabetes, anxiety, depression, urinary tract infection, next paragraph, surgeries including C-section times 4, gallbladder, left shoulder rotator cuff repair, abdominal laparoscopy for adhesion lysis. There has been procedures last year, 2022, for right leg peripheral vascular disease, prior hysterectomy, and not clear if ovary or tubes removed. Next paragraph, is a prior smoker, 40 pack history, is continued 30 years back, no alcohol, no drugs. No history of kidney disease on the family. Next paragraph, allergies included Nurantin, Mucinex, Paxil, Albuterol, Baclofen, Tesalon Pearls, Keflex, Cipro, codeine, Flexeril, hydrocodone, ibuprofen, macrodantin, penicillin, sulfa, tetanus shot. Next paragraph. Medications presently include Tylenol, albuterol, emiodarone, Lipitor, Coreg, B12, Lexapro, iron pills, Flonase. Erduo, A-I-R-D-U-O, combination of fluticasone, and salmeterol. Takes fish oil, Sopenex inhaler, thyroid replacement, antivirth, claritin, fish oil, Prilosec, Xarelto, Aldactone, and Demadex, also oral zinc, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, weight 201, 62 inches tall, blood pressure 98/53, looks chronically ill, decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, chronic respiratory distress, supposed to be on oxygen 24 hours, very distant breath sound, COPD abnormalities, air trapping, distant heart tones, has a pacemaker, appears regular, no significant murmurs of pericardial rap, JVD, but no palpable lymph nodes. I'm not impressed by the size of the thyroid. Obesity of the abdomen precludes assessment internal organs. No abdominal tenderness. Does have edema 4+ up to the knees. Tongue stasis changes. No gross focal deficits. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Last available is from December, a month ago. Creatinine has progressively increased from around 1.82 in 2021 to present level at 3 for a GFR of 15, a normal sodium potassium elevated at 5, bicarbonate between 29 and 35, low albumin 3.5, liver function test presently not elevated, normal calcium. Chronically elevated bicarbonate, likely from respiratory failure and diuretics. 2019, creatinine was between 1.2 and 1.5. 2018, around 1.2. A1C, 6.2, anemia down to 9.8, normal platelet count, normal white blood cell, normal B12 folic acid, iron saturation low 11%, ferritin has not been done, TSH has been normal, cholesterol profile not elevated, prior ammonia not elevated, Pro-BNP high 2,500. At the time of no urinary tract infection, there is no major activity for blood protein in the urine or cells. Next paragraph. The last echo is from 2019. December, ejection fraction normal 55-60%, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, left ventricular hypertrophy, right ventricle considered dilated and also low ejection fraction, severe enlargement of both atria, moderate aortic regurgitation, moderate mitral regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, dilated pulmonary artery, severe pulmonary hypertension, dilated inferior vena cava. Does have peripheral vascular disease with prior ABI monomorphic changes, bilateral, right-sided dorsal pedis, left-sided posterior tibialis and dorsal pedis. There is a pacemaker placement, abnormal stress test 2016. I'm not sure if any cardiac cath was done at that time. a number of CT scans of the chest, some of them with contrast, 2016. No pulmonary emboli. Does have atherosclerosis, aorta, coronary artery, and calcifications. Prominent pulmonary arteries. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, presently stage 4 to 5. A number of risk factors. I believe, however, the most important is cardiorenal syndrome. She has above changes of congestive heart failure, complicated by severe pulmonary hypertension, likely related from obesity hypoventilation syndrome, with respiratory failure, hypoxemia, hypercarbia, already on oxygen, and a CPAP machine. She has a background of atherosclerosis with recent procedure lower extremity. No symptoms of uremia encephalopathy. She is going to face the need for dialysis in the near future, if that's what she wants to do. Patient and family needs to discuss about end-of-life events and extent of treatment. There is a recent procedure, lower extremities, which makes in the differential diagnosis for cholesterol emboli. I don't have the procedure itself, if IV contrast was used or not. Blood pressure runs low in relation to the cardiopulmonary abnormalities. For the most part, there has been no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells at the time of no infection. My suspicion for glomerulonephritis vasculitis is very small. We will repeat chemistries, as all this data is from a month ago. Potassium is in the upper side. We have to monitor carefully the use of aldosterone. For this level of kidney function, Xarelto is also contraindicated. Consider changing to a low dose of Eliquis for her underlying atrial fibrillation, has a pacemaker. An echocardiogram should be updated to assess for any further changes on valve as well as right-sided heart. Condition is guarded, high-risk morbidity and mortality. All issues discussed at length, patient, family members. We will follow with you and the patient.